I did my first level one in July of 07 in Jupiter, Florida, and did two subsequent level ones after that. But so July of 07, we pretty much hit it and started, moving towards doing CrossFit more every day. So yeah, it's been a little over a year, creeping up on a year and a half, almost two. It'll be 2 years this July. If anything, sort of translates. Obviously, I hear my own voice in the moments where I'm resting, meaning that sometimes when I talk to my clients, I don't let them rest often in a workout that's not a staged rest. So sometimes, you can hear yourself, this is what I would be saying to my client right now while I'm doubled over, hands on my knees and stuff like that. But I think it translates over some, but then again, too, there's the side that once your heart rate gets high enough, there's all of that stuff goes out the window and you just try to do the best you can to survive and make it to the end of the workout with some level of coherence.
He works on perfecting his craft. He studies extensively with respect to CrossFit movements, to teaching, to lecturing, to his athletic pursuits. He's getting ready to compete in the 2009 CrossFit Games. He's certainly a busy guy, but whatever he does, he certainly does well. It's not a fluke. It's not that he's just a talented guy. He deliberately practices what he does. He refines his lecturing skills, his physical movement, his interpersonal skills. He makes certifications better. Pat Sherwood and I have talked about this, that whenever Chuck Carswell comes to a certification, it just works better. I can't really quantify that. I can't figure out the reason why. There's no magic formula I can shake up and it would spit out the answer. It's just the fact that he has an intangible quality of bringing out the best in other people.
Never been on a set of rings before. Down here, stuck in the muscle up. Let's go here, have muscle ups. Let's go ahead and go right here, and let's see what we got. All right, here we go. Okay, all right, side, let's see what you have, good. But instead of leaning back here, guys, instead of leaning way back, what I'd much rather have is for you to bend the knees down, okay? You still pull, side, watch me, you still pull leaning back here, and then once you get to the transition place, even though you still have your feet on the ground, slam that head through so you're looking at the ground, okay, brother? Okay? Yeah, but let's go down deeper. Come on, let's go on down deeper. Let me show me that you can get the false grip, okay? All right, let's start at the top. Lay your wrist in at 6 o'clock, right? In the ring at 6 o'clock, good. Keep it there. Now turn that thumb back. Good. Now go ahead and go down to the bottom, okay? Both sides are the same way. Come on down a little bit lower. There you go, okay? Now pull to the sternum. Don't just jump. Pull and jump. Good. Still keep one leg on the ground, but I just don't want you using all of your legs. I want you using both legs and arms here, okay? All right, pull to the sternum. Yeah, good. Nice, brother. Hell yeah. Ooh. Hey, but finish the lift, brother, okay? Come on, press all the way up. That was good work. Do it again and let's see what you got. Okay, here we go. Start at 6 o'clock. Don't worry about anything else. Lay the wrist in at 6. There you go. There you go. That's perfect height right there. Look, he's on his tippy toes. Perfect height. Big rip to the sternum. Slam that head through, brother. Biggest pull of your life. Bang. Yes, sir. Good. Good. Come on and go again. Go again. Go again. Ah, brother. Okay, no, wait. Rest, si. Okay? This time when you come down, go ahead and reset your false grip. Reset your false grip and go for another one, okay? All right, here we go. Biggest pull of your life. Boom, yeah. Okay, reset when you get to the dip. Reset for the false grip. Yeah. Good, big pull. Good, you lost it. But solid, congratulations, man. Good, nice work.
People might remember the things that he taught them. I hope that they do. But more than that, they are going to remember the way he made them feel. And that's going to carry people through their when they go off and they train in their own garage, in their own gym, or train other people, they're going to, hey, I learned from Chuck Carswell, and that means something. And, we're fortunate to have him around.